Hitting the books on GM.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. As the workday ended yesterday, General Motors came out with its first quarter earnings. The company told us just a couple weeks ago to expect, what else? Another loss, $323 million. But lo and behold, GM made a profit of $445 million. Considering the automaker is a financial sieve right now, that seems miraculous. Maybe a little too miraculous. We asked Tess Viglin to check it out.
So how exactly did General Motors engineer a $768 million turnaround in a couple of weeks? It got a friendly accounting ruling from the SEC. Instead of future retiree health care costs going on the books all at once, GM can space those costs out over 7 years.
The patient has come out of its coma, but it's still a very sick patient.
Peter Morisi teaches business at the University of Maryland. He says despite tallying its first profit since 2004, GM continues to lose money on its core business, making cars.
It sold fewer vehicles this year than it did last year. It made more vehicles this year than it did last year, which means it's got an inventory overhang that it may soon have to sell at a discount. When it does that, it's going to be bad news for the balance sheet.
GM also benefited last quarter from the sale of its financing arm, GMAC, the one part of the company that was doing well. I'm Tess Viglund for Marketplace.
If you were thinking of buying a PlayStation 3 for the kids or for yourself this Christmas, better start saving. Sony says the video game and DVD system will cost $600. That's twice as much as the PlayStation 2 when it first came out. Sony says it will offer a cheaper version with a much smaller hard drive for $500. Microsoft is selling its rival Xbox gaming system right now for about $400. One of the nice things about TiVo is you can skip past the commercials, right? Unless you want to watch TV ads. TiVo thinks some people might. Our business editor Cheryl Glazer explains.
TiVo is launching a new service called Product Watch. Just like with TV shows, TiVo subscribers will be able to select the kinds of commercials they want to see. But these will be longer than your typical ads, running anywhere from a minute to an hour, and they're supposed to be more informative. Sounds great for advertisers. They only pay for commercials that actually get seen. But will viewers really want to watch? Paul Bond of The Hollywood Reporter says some will.
If you're in the market for a new car, you might want to choose car commercials to be delivered to your TiVo and watch them on demand, that sort of thing.
Bond says TiVo's already experimented with this. It's been offering ads for certain products on its login screen, and 10% of subscribers have been watching them voluntarily. Go figure. I'm Cheryl Glazer for Marketplace.
Being a juror for the Enron trial has turned into something of a full-time job. 54 witnesses and a lot of accounting minutia. So perhaps a little vacation is in order. The trial takes the rest of this week off before closing arguments begin Monday. Then the jury gets the task of deciding whether former CEOs Ken Lay and Jeffrey Skilling should go to prison. Oh, sure, there was a lot of buying and selling on Wall Street yesterday, but it didn't add up to much. The Dow climbed a paltry 6 points to 11,584. The Nasdaq gained 2 to 2344, and the S&P 500 fell a point. Oil is holding steady around $70 a barrel today. This is Marketplace. Some numbers on the economy now. Economists say a slowdown is coming, but considering gas prices and interest rates, things could be a lot worse. Hillary McKay has more.
The National Association for Business Economics is forecasting average 3.1% growth for the rest of this year and next. That's less than the economy's annual rate of 4.8% in the first 3 months of this year. But it's still growth. NABE President Stuart Hoffman says we can credit business spending and our wallets.
The consumer is expected to continue to spend, not quite as rapidly as in the last couple of years. Admittedly, as interest rates are up and gas prices will hurt other types of consumer spending that's more discretionary.
The NABE expects the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates, though perhaps just one more time this year, to 5%. That could happen when the Fed meets tomorrow. In Washington, I'm Hillary Wickay for Marketplace.
Which comes to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft Dynamics, business solutions for CRM, supply chain, and financial management. Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics. By the American Public Transportation Association, committed to making America energy independent through increased use of public transportation. On the web at publictransportation.org. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. There's a scene in Forrest Gump when Forrest becomes a shrimp boat captain, and the only thing he catches is junk floating beneath the surface. It was pretty humorous on film, but it's not funny at all in real life. The receding floodwaters of Hurricane Katrina flushed tons of debris back into the Gulf of Mexico, and now it's causing problems for fishing and tourism. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Stephen Smith reports.
This is the Biloxi Beach, which is sandwiched between State Highway 90 and the Gulf of Mexico. There's construction equipment out here, bulldozer and a grader, cleaning up the sand today, picking up sheet metal, trees, clothing, windows, doors, splintered wood. And when the tide goes out, you can see the same stuff in the water.
The U.S. Coast Guard is coordinating a $30 million project to clean up Mississippi coastal waters. Captain Ed Stanton says the Coast Guard didn't get its orders from FEMA until December.
We know that there is a tremendous amount of debris in the residential canals in the communities. We can see it. The open waters are more problematic.
Problematic because there's miles of territory to cover and the storm wreckage is so spread out. It'll be months, even years, before the cleanup is done. Down at the Biloxi Harbor, Steve Garlot is helping a friend paint a shrimp boat banged up by the storm. Shrimpers may get hired to help drag for debris, but it's not clear when. Garlot says that with shrimp season starting in June, he may have to clean up the water for free.
We have to work. The boats cost too much money to sit there and idle, and it's our living. So we'll have to go out there and drag, and whatever we catch, we'll just have to suffer the consequences. If it tears our nets up, we'll have to patch them.
Put a net in the water, show you how it drags. This is what commercial shrimp boats do right here, except they don't explain everything.
In the waters just off Biloxi, Corey and Virginia Eleterius show tourists how a shrimp boat trawls for its catch.
That's a white shrimp, and that's a pink shrimp.
There aren't many customers for the boat tour right now, but Corey and his wife got ready for them anyway.
Before we started up this year, we went out and we put chains on the trawl doors, and we drug an area and got most of the debris out of there. So we got a little path cleaned out so we can put the trawl and drag it without having to worry about demolishing a trawl every time we go out there and set one in the water.
In a normal season, the shrimp tour draws thousands of people. This year, Corey and Virginia expect just a fraction. Along the waterfront, three of Biloxi's casinos are now open and doing brisk business. If some of those tourists decide to cruise the shoreline on a jet ski or simply wade in the water, they need to watch out for submerged hazards, including rusted metal and shattered glass. The official advice? Be careful and wear surf shoes. From American Radio Works, this is Stephen Smith for Marketplace.
American Radio Works is the documentary unit of American Public Media. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
You know, if I were to go shopping...
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.